if you've been online dating at all, whether it's through an app or through an actual service like Match.com, whatever it is, you know how tricky it can be. So we asked you, what is the one question you should never start a conversation with when online dating? Now, there's an actual expert answer. I'll tell you that coming up in just a minute here. But we asked you, Randy Sanchetta said on our phone, how are you? You're like, good, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Okay.
Done. I know my one of my friends has been using it, and he's saying like it's kind of a little bit of a bait and switch, because you'll see these pictures of people, and it's just, I think people got very clever in how they hold their phones and stuff now to get certain angles.
Well, that's not new. You know? That's not now. That's the always, if it's up and away and it's like chest up. You know, it's the bait and switch.
Yeah.
I also put up on our Whisper, somebody said, have you ever dealt with a stalker? Do you mind if my mother joins us on our first date? Do you like lotion on your skin? And the truth is, I think when it comes to apps or online dating, that you're trying so hard to stand out, but it's also exhausting because you just want to date a regular person, don't you? Like, you don't have to go up and be like, oh, I'm so different from everybody else all the time. Is it just a way to initially, you know, make yourself stand out from everybody else?
It's kind of hard, and this is going to sound such a... What's the right word I'm thinking of? It's going to sound such a weird thing to say, but like, as far as dating goes, like as if physically like going out to bars and looking for that, it's not something I've really done a lot of, if I'm actually honest.
Yeah.
Just because I used to work in nightclubs as DJs and stuff for many years. So it comes to you, because it just does. It's the same as if you're a singer, like it comes to you.
Yeah.
So as far as kind of the whole dating thing goes, not really done a whole bunch of it, to be honest. Like, once you start seeing someone, then that part of the dating goes on. But the actual initial going out and on the prowl and looking, not so much.
And you can't win. And you know, if you're out, right?
Yeah.
If I'm at the grocery store, and I'm like, oh, that guy's good looking. He came over and was like, hey, try to strike up a conversation with me. You'd be like, oh, sure, I'm into this. But maybe that guy is not somebody I'd be into. And they come over and you're like, God, what do you want? And you're mad.
True.
But how is somebody supposed to know?
Uh-huh.
And how do you meet people if you're not online dating? Where do you go? Like, for somebody like, I don't like to go out. I don't want to go to the bars, and I don't think, you know. So I don't do anything. I sit at home. I watch TV. I go to the gym. I work out. You know, but I don't do that in a crowd.
But do you think as well now we're in such a culture where everybody's so scrutinized for every single move and that they do, that now it makes it just a million times harder than it probably was, say, even 10 years ago.
And how uncomfortable. Like, you really have to put yourself in situations where you give off a good vibe. You try to attract, like, rope somebody in.
And this is where, in time in the future, there are going to be those things called sex robots, where you'll just purchase one of these things and it will do what it needs you to do.
That's not too far out.
Oh, no,
that is not too far out.
Not
so
at all.
We've asked you, what's the one question you should never start a conversation with when online dating? You can tweet at PetchNamie 424-1234 to be part of the show.